In this bulletin, lawyers file an urgent application seeking the transfer of a seriously ill refugee child from Nauru to Australia for treatment. Trade Minister Steve Chiobo says he hopes to finalise the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal by early 2019. And Sydney FC lift the Premier's plate after their win over Melbourne Victory. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Lawyers have lodged an urgent application asking the federal court to intervene after the federal government refused pleas to transfer a seriously ill refugee child from Nauru to Australia for treatment. Law firm Maurice Blackburn says the child has made a number of suicide attempts, the last as recently as 2 days ago. The firm says the child's being watched around the clock by security guards because of the high risk of harm. Trade Minister Steve Chiobo says the 11 nations behind the Trans-Pacific Partnership hope to finalise the trade deal by early 2019. But Mr. Chiobo says the process would not be stalled by the United States after Donald Trump assigned his two top trade advisers to take a fresh look at the agreement. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says all countries involved in negotiating the TPP are eager to bring it into effect.
We've heard some of this discussion and debate about whether the US might join before. If they were to choose to do that, that would trigger a process kicking off again. As it stands, the deal today would continue as is going forward.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is heading to India on a 4-day trade mission where she plans to meet with business and government figures. Ms. Berejiklian will visit Mumbai and New Delhi between April 16th and 19th, citing rapid growth in India's economy and tourism market as reasons for the visit. Goods trade between New South Wales and India totaled $3.9 billion in 2016-17, split almost evenly between exports and imports. United Nations Secretary-General Antonio Guterres says the Middle East is in such peril today that it's become a threat to international peace and security. The US and its allies are considering launching missile strikes against Syria after a suspected chemical attack, an action which Russia, whose forces are there supporting the government, has said would risk starting a war. Addressing the Security Council in New York, Mr. Guterres says the highly volatile situation risks profound regional and global ramifications.
The Cold War is back, with a vengeance, but with a difference. The mechanisms and the safeguards to manage the risks of escalation that existed in the past no longer seem to be present.
Russia says it has evidence that last weekend's chemical attack in Syria was staged, and it's accused Britain of being behind the alleged plot. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says irrefutable evidence exists proving that the incident was faked.
I would advise the US to wait for results, because the OPCW Commission, under pressure from Russia and the Syrian government, has left for Syria. They will be in Douma, where our specialists couldn't find any chemical weapons, chlorine or whatever being used. We have irrefutable evidence that it was another staged event at the hands of security services of a state which is very eager to be in the front lines of a Russophobic campaign.
Britain has strongly denied Russia's claim, calling it bizarre and a blatant lie. And to sport in football, Sydney FC will carry their A-League dominating form into the finals after finishing the regular season with a 1-0 win over rivals Melbourne Victory. They're the first team to retain the premiership, also setting a new record for goal scoring with 64 this season. Coach Graham Arnold says it's a result to be proud of, but there's still more work to do.
No one's gone back-to-back in 24 years. It's a lifetime of half of my players in the squad, and it shows you that we've done a great job. But as I said, we've got five big games to play, and it's one game at a time, one step at a time, and we'll get ready for round 28.
And Matilda's forward Sam Kerr has lifted her star power yet another level by scoring the goal which booked Australia's spot in next year's Women's World Cup in France. An underperforming Matilda's side looks set to exit the Asian Women's Cup and go into the lottery of a World Cup playoff until Kerr conjured up an equaliser to earn her side a 1-1 draw against Japan in Amman. And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny 25. Adelaide, showers and windy with a top of 20. Melbourne, windy with showers and 17. Hobart, rain at times and windy 18. Canberra, possible early storm and showers 21. Wollongong, possible early storm and windy 29. Sydney, similar conditions 31. Newcastle, possible early shower, windy 29. Brisbane, possible shower or storm and 30. Cairns, a few showers developing in 31. And Darwin, possible shower or storm, 34. I'm Biwa Kwan. Stay up to date with SBS News online and on social.